Blog Talk Radio.
My delight and my pleasure to be with you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited to be back with you. I've been gone for a minute. We had to do some revamping of the business, but, you know, we are back. We are in full force. We are excited about the wonderful things that Issues Concerning Women is doing this month and in the months to come, because, you know, in the fall is when I usually do my traveling. So I am back tonight to just talk to you a little bit, to catch up, and to let you know that I did miss you all, and I hope that you miss me too. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, I welcome you to the show. If you are a longtime follower, thank you, thank you, thank you. I need to just send a shout-out to those who have sent me messages recently. I have not forgotten about you, but I will be in touch, and we have some fantastic things that we're going to be doing on the show in the coming weeks before the holidays. You know, our time is precious to us all, and we always want to be forthright and be out there and knowing what's going on and participating and helping in the community. And as I travel the country this month, I am also excited about the new connections that I'm going to make, and I will let you know where I'm going to be, and hopefully I'll get to do some meetups with some of you in different cities. I know, I want to tell you that in November, I will be in Richmond, Virginia, and I am being hosted by Rebecca Pierce, and she's doing this awesome program for the holidays, and she has sent out an invitation on Facebook, so if you want to go and check that out, and it's Reclaiming Your Joy during the holiday season, because we know that so many women go through a period of anxiety during the holidays. They go through a period of, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I didn't do all the things that I wanted to do this year. The holidays are fast approaching. The end of the year is coming. And they are feeling just overwhelmed. But on November the 8th, 2013, I will be in Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to tap into that subject, talk some about stress, talk about anxiety, just knowing that we have so much that we are going to be going through in the coming months, but also know that there is a solution to any problem that we're facing. We just have to be open to it, open our minds, our bodies, and our spirits to allow whatever has already been ordained for us to make it a time when we don't feel anxious about it anymore, because the Bible says be anxious for nothing, but make it a time that we can actually rejoice and share with one another, because that's what the holiday seasons are all about. We also are looking for sponsors for this particular event. Again, it's going to be November the 8th. It's going to be held in the city of Richmond at the Mechanicsville Recreation Center, which is Ash Creek Recreation Center. And we want you to come and join us. It's one fee of $25 per attendant. Target is women. And women veterans. And a part of the proceeds are going to go to a local women's shelter. So this is a great cause. We want to empower and encourage you to connect to us, to find out more about it, to ask us questions. So you may contact me at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734 after the show. Or you may go on Facebook and connect with Rebecca L. Pierce out of Richmond, Virginia. She's an artist. She writes plays. She writes books. Fantastic woman. Met her years ago. Sat with her. She did some coaching with me and some other ladies here in Hampton Roads. And we've kept the relationship going for all these years. And now we're going to do something together. And we're just really excited about us. So mark on your calendar, November the 8th, we will be in Richmond, Virginia, to Reclaim Your Joy, Overcoming Holiday Blues in Mechanicsville, Virginia, at the Ash Creek Recreation Center. For more information, call me after the show or go and contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can contact either one of us on Facebook, myself, Francine Humphrey, or Rebecca L. Pierce. We will be able to answer all of your questions, let you know where they're going to register. There's a registration on Eventbrite, then you can find that on the Facebook page just by connecting to Rebecca. Also, we're looking for sponsors for our goodie bags promotion, and that is only $25, and it's going to be about 60 women, so you need to have enough promotional material to fit into 60 bags. It's a one-time fee of $25. And even if you can't attend the event, but you want to support the women of Virginia in some way, you can do that. And what a greater way to get your business into the hands of 60 women that you may not know for only the small fee of $25. And, you know, get your advertising in there. Or some people are donating pins. Some are donating other items for the goodie bag. And just let us know, because we are here to empower, to encourage, and to help the women of Virginia, and not just Virginia, but any of the surrounding areas and any other places that we go to. We're looking for a high time on November the 8th, so please feel free to contact myself or Rebecca L. Pierce, and you can go to her Facebook page and find out all about her, this wonderful artist and advocate for women. It is a lot going on, so we just are going to catch up tonight, and primarily that's what the show is going to be about. Also, Issues Concerning Women has joined together again with Ms. Robin Fairby, and we are launching Focus Consulting Group, LLC. And Focus stands for Focusing on Changes Using Systematic Systems and Strategies. Focus on changes using strategic systems. And what this is all about is we have found that there is a gap between finding the balance between working, home, and still trying to have a life. It just saddens me sometimes that I see our women are so, and our men too, are just so worn out from trying to work, trying to have home life, trying to balance that all out. So what we wanted to do was offer a program where you can have work-life balance and know that it can be done. You can have it all if you just know how to put that plan in place, because there is power in the plan, and everybody knows that's part of my book, so don't nobody try to be taking it. It is copyrighted, so, and it will be out soon, but there is power in the plan. And what happens is normally we get distracted by all the things that are going on. We're focusing on one thing, and we're not focusing on the things that are important to us. We're either doing real good work and not so good at home. But what we want to do with Focus is bring all of that together, bridge the gap, and make it so that you can have your work, your life, your business, and still be balanced. Because what happens is you normally, when you're out of balance, it's hard to know which thing that you should be doing first. And women, most of us, and you know I'm telling the truth, we don't take care of ourselves. We are so busy worrying about work and the family and everybody else and doing all the things that we need to do in the community that we are not spending the kind of time that we need for ourselves. But we don't want you to think that you're going to be stuck forever. We want you to know that there is a way that you can balance work and the rest of your life and still benefit from everyday just normal living. What this means is that you have to have that plan in place where you can take your work and have a time that you begin it, a time that you end it, a time that you have for your family, a time that you set aside for recreation, a time that you set aside for your community and your advocacy. Because we do so many things and we wear so many hats, ladies and gentlemen, it is so hard for us sometimes to switch the things on and off. A lot of times I get the question, you know, how do you do all that you do? And I may have shared this before, but I want to share it again with you. I do what I do because, one, I love what I do. And what I do, I don't consider to be work. Being a business consultant and career coach, I know where my limits are. I don't step out of my lane. I don't cross the line. If I can't do something, I say no. It did not happen immediately for me to learn how to do this. It took years of practice, years of learning who I was, learning that I didn't have to prove myself to everybody, but always working hard, going above and beyond, because I knew that I had value. I knew that I had morals. I knew that there were things that I wanted to do. And if I was always saying yes to everybody else, then my things were getting pushed to the side so that I could help somebody else reach their plateau. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to share this with you. Most of the time when that happens is you get no appreciation for it. You may get a thank you, or you may be, oh, you're such a nice person. But that does not help me with my work-life balance. I had to learn how to put everything in perspective, know what my job was, know what projects I should be working on, when I should be working on them, when to say no, when to start and when to end, how to use a calendar. That was the key to me being successful in my business. I did not have that skill in the very beginning because nobody had told me that was what I needed to do. Now I have that skill. I learned that from my good friend, Mr. Arnell, and he's a business coach, and some of you in Hampton Roads know him very well, and he will tell you, if it's not on your calendar, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to do it, and this is a true statement. So the things that you write in your calendar or your work journal or your business journal, those are the things that you're more likely to do. Why? Because you set a time aside for them. You've written it down. It's no longer in your head. You have put it in motion. You're accountable for it now that you've written it down. You're going to have to fulfill your calendar, get the things done, because nobody's going to make you do it. And you're your own boss, most of us that are have their own businesses. Or if you're working for somebody else, if they give you projects and things to do, and you put them on the calendar, then you are responsible for getting them done. Now, I know this is a hard pill for us to swallow sometimes, and sometimes we think, you know what, I can get to that next week. But what normally happens? The list just starts to get longer and longer and longer. So to answer the question, how do I do all that I do? One, you have to be organized. That's the number one key thing. Two, you have to write everything down and make the vision plain. And then you have to go one step further. Once you've written it down, once you've made it plain, then you have to do what you've written down. See, everybody can write the vision down, but can you go back to the day that you're supposed to start, begin it, and the day that you're supposed to end, and end it? Can you do that? So that's where your calendar comes in. That's when your organization skills come in. If you don't have them, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. What you need to do is get with me, learn more about focus, how do you focus on your life, your work, the balance, building the bridge, or Yet with Ms. Robin Farabee. She's an MBA. She's all about finance, how to take care of that money, getting it invested, putting it where it needs to be. So you will learn so much from our new programs that are going to be coming up, and I'm just really, really excited about that. We have so much going on. It's coming again to the holiday season, but it doesn't stop because the holiday seasons are coming. It just motivates me more to get more things done. And I don't worry about if I don't get everything done on my list, but what I do want to do is the important things that are important to me, to my business, to my associates, I want to make sure they are done and in place before the holiday season gets here. So in January, we will be full force ahead. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to be doing our next step boxes, doing all the things that we know that we need to do to get out there and be in the forefront of doing what we have been ordained to do. Now, some of you may not even know what your passion is, and you should by now if you've been thinking about it, but sometimes we just haven't. You know, we've been working, and we have our career, and we have our family, and we're happy. But you've now come to the point where, you know what, I said I wanted to do this by the time I was 30. I said I wanted to do that by the time I was 40. I said I wanted to do this by the time I was 50, and so on and so on. Looking back, you haven't done it, but it's never too late to start. The same things that we teach our children, the same thing applies to us. We need to start right where we are. We can't go back and change anything about yesterday. If we made a mistake, we can learn from that mistake, but we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move forward. We're not going to dwell on that. And that's what I teach in all of my workshops and my seminars. Start right where you are today. Today belongs to you. Tomorrow is not promised to you. But if you have a plan in place today that you're working towards tomorrow, then you will be able to fulfill your dreams. And don't beat yourself up about it. I love what I do. I love the fact that I actually get to enjoy my job. And when I go out and I have assignments that I have to do and I have clients that I work with, I actually get more motivated each and every day. Every time I see one of my clients and they tell me, you know, I had a fear of writing, or I had a fear of starting my own business, I had a fear of moving up the corporate ladder, or I didn't think that I was good enough, I didn't think I looked the part, I didn't think I had the right education. Know that none of those things can stop you from being who you want to be, because sometimes we have to go through that transformational period. I know people get sick of hearing about transforming, but that's what we do all the time. You look at your life, it doesn't go straight. Nothing straight about it. There's not a straight line from point A to point B. There were some obstacles in the way. Your life should look like a roller coaster. And seeing if your life is not looking like a roller coaster, then maybe you need to be really looking at your life, because things are up and down. This is how we live, and we can no longer have our head in the sand thinking that everything should be on the straight and narrow. That's not how our lives are, and it took a long time for me to learn that as well. But once I figured out that there are going to be peaks and valleys in my life, and it's okay, none of them have killed me thus far. They all have made me stronger. So guess what? I enjoy the peaks. I also enjoy the valley time, because when you're in the valley, what happens? You listen to my show, you know what I talk about. Things grow when you're in the valley. When you're in the dirt and when you're down there and you planted some seeds and you've been digging and then you've been watering and you've been nurturing that thing that you wanted to do, and you stepped out on faith and you didn't know how you're going to reach the peak, but you just kept digging and plowing and watering and praying and hoping and pressing forward, and you kept it moving, then when you got to the peak of that mountain, what did you see? You saw the top of the other mountain, but you finally knew how you were going to get there, and you never just hop over to the next peak. you still have to go back down through the valley and then go back up to the peak. And see, this is our life, like a roller coaster. It's up and down. So once you get it and know that's how life is, then you can move on. You're not going to get stuck in the valley. Some people have been in the valley so long, I have been watching them and monitoring them on Facebook. They are always in the valley. They don't ever have a peak. That may not be the person that you want to be hanging out with or the person you want to do business with. You want to do business with somebody that's keeping it moving, and even when things aren't going right, they are still praising, they're still dancing, they're still singing, they're still pressing their way through, they're still trying to figure out how to move around that obstacle, under it, over it, whatever it is they have to do. Why? Because they're not going to get stuck and not be able to move on. And we know that we all go through those hard times sometimes, even myself. But I know that I won't be there forever. This is temporal. It is not going to be forever. I'm going to be in this situation for a little bit, and then I'm going to move on. And the perfect example of that is looking at where you are right now and all that you had to go through to get to where you are, and none of it killed you. You might have thought you were going to die from it at the time, but none of it killed you. It made you stronger. It made you wiser. It made you want to fight. It made you mad. It made you happy. It gave you every emotion that you can possibly have. But guess what? You're still here. You're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And I'm Francine Allen Humphrey. I am so thrilled to be back with you guys. I have missed you immensely. I have so much to talk to you about in the coming weeks, and I look forward to spending more time with you, to answering my messages, to having more people come on the show. We've had some good shows this year. Blog Talk Radio has been good to me and good for me because it gives me an avenue to express myself, for others to send in their questions for topics for me to talk about, for you to express yourself. So thank you so much for hanging out with me this Thursday night. Tell your friends about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next Thursday. But tonight, before I go, I want to give you a little bit of more information about the upcoming events that I'm going to be participating in. On November the 8th, I will be in Richmond, Virginia, with my good friend Rebecca L. Pierce at the Mechanicsville Recreation Center, which is Ash Creek Recreation Center, Mechanicsville, Virginia. We'll be at Reclaim Your Joy, Overcoming Holiday Blues Conference for Women. Go to the Facebook page of Rebecca L. Pierce in Richmond, Virginia. Get all the information. Go to the Eventbrite page. Sign up. It's only $25. Next week in Virginia Beach on October the 18th is the Entrepreneurship Revolution. Some things have changed with that, but if you're still interested in coming, please email me at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to the Facebook page. Let me know that you're still coming. We're still going to do something on Friday night, October the 18th. It was supposed to be a two-day event, but we have to make some changes for our speakers. Some things have come up, but we're still going to do the Entrepreneur Revolution. We're just going to make some changes in that. So contact me. Know that Focus Consulting Group is on the rise. It's going to be full force in a few coming weeks. We hopefully can introduce it publicly on the 18th. We're just not sure some things that we have to do behind the scenes, but we're excited about that. So check me out on my Facebook page or email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. I thank you so much for tuning in to my show tonight. Again, I have missed you immensely. I look forward to being back with you next Thursday night with more information, with more hot topics. I hope that you've enjoyed the show tonight. I hope you have enjoyed it. Please tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next week to hang out with you for another 30 minutes. I want you to have a wonderful week, and always remember that you are important to me. I care about you. I care about your future. And I'll be back next week. Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget to tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Take care.